You're listening to 91.3 KCPR, San Luis Obispo. Will NASA ground the shuttle fleet? NASA hopes to have the answer to that question by the end of the week. Good morning, I'm Chad Johnson in the 91 Newsroom. An apparent leak in a nozzle joint of one of Atlantis' solid rocket boosters last month has NASA concerned. A similar leak, you may remember, caused the Challenger to explode 9 years ago. However, unlike Challenger, hot gases did not get past the primary or backup seals this time. Shuttle director and former shuttle commander Brian O'Connor says neither the Atlantis or her crew were in any danger. NASA will have the results of an inspection of Discovery's boosters by Friday. Discovery launched July 13th, just 6 days after Atlantis returned from its docking with Mir, the shortest turnaround for manned spaceflights. A technical glitch has delayed the first ever commercial launch of a space vehicle from Vandenberg Air Force Base. The launch was originally set for today, but it has been rescheduled for Thursday. Although the launch is taking place on the grounds of a military facility, those responsible for the launch say they have received no government assistance. All of the money required to refurbish Slick 6, the commercial launching pad at Vandenberg, has come from private investors. In other space news this morning, NASA scientists are planning a two-second wake-up burn for the space probe Galileo, presently orbiting Jupiter. Earlier this month, Galileo released an atmospheric probe. This week's burn will take Galileo out of the impact trajectory it shares with the probe. Galileo will continue to orbit Jupiter while the probe will be sent down through Jupiter's atmosphere December 7th on a crash course with whatever lies at the center of the gaseous planet. Galileo was launched in 1989 from the space shuttle Atlantis. The computer system responsible for tracking all air traffic across the Midwest is down for the third time in a week. Air traffic controllers are having to use an older backup system. Controllers say the backup system is safe, but it has its potential problems. It lacks many of the safety features of the main system, and it is capable of tracking only about 90% of all flights across the Midwest. Foul weather or other problems could mean controllers have to lengthen the distance between planes, meaning more delays. Investigators are trying to find the origin of the problem, which they suspect to be hardware-related. President Clinton's jogging shoes have been spending more time in his closet lately than on his feet. During the first 2 months, or 2 years, excuse me, of his presidency, Clinton regularly exercised on the streets of Washington, but during that time he pressed on through rainy and frosty weather, but recently he has opted to work out indoors or perhaps just stay in bed. Nobody really knows. Here, Clinton says his allergies are acting up, and they are especially bad when the ozone levels are up in Washington. O.J. has been found. I'm talking, of course, about the Juice and the 50-pound bronze bust of the Juice. The bust was stolen from the Pro Football Hall of Fame over the weekend while the facility was packed with visitors. It turned up alongside of a Cleveland, Ohio freeway. Prosecutor Keith Geis told jurors in the Susan Smith case Monday he will sketch the short lives of Alex and Michael in an attempt to show just how gruesome their deaths were in the hands of their mother. Defense attorney David Burke countered by telling jurors the greatest punishment his client deserves is life in prison. The jurors deliberated for just 2.5 hours on Saturday before reaching a guilty verdict. Jurors must now decide on a suitable punishment. And a look now at your 91 News Central Coast forecast. Sunny and warm today after the morning low clouds and fog burn off. Highs today in the 60s and 90s with winds this afternoon in between 15 to 30 miles per hour. Pastor Robles should top out today at 97, Atascadero at 95. Expect 72 degrees today in Morro Bay, 77 in Pismo Beach, 79 in Arroyo Grande, and San Luis Obispo should top out today at 80 degrees. That's your 91 News Update. I'm Chad Johnson. Mornings today at noon to 5. Now back to more music on KCPR.